Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. We have Deborah Tavares in hour number two on Mondays. And Deborah has been doing some forensic investigation with retired EMTs and firefighters, and she's found a lot of criminal activity covering up a globalist scheme of genocide and ecocide. And we use the term, I've invented a few weeks ago, because Earth's alternate name is Terra. I call it Terracide, which of course sounds almost like terror, which is what it is. And the amount of things you're finding are pretty disgusting, alarming, and shows that the end game is on, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. And for everyone that's listening, you need to get into this battle in any way that you can. Whether it's commenting under YouTubes of anything that you discover, or just sending out YouTubes, passing them along, or making your own. We can no longer be quiet, because ultimately, of course, we do win, but don't sit back on those laurels. We're here to expose the assaults by the overlords, the Illuminati, on all of us. And we have gone up to Butte County here in Northern California. In some of the communities there, the town of Paradise that was most recently decimated, with two ex-fire captains and paramedics, and looking at evidence. And we have found the unthinkable, and I'm going to discuss that now. Certainly, we know that these burns were structure-to-structure ignition. And we discovered in one of the burn areas, and we're working on getting that up on YouTube, that there was a large cabinet that housed a smart meter, and the cabinet was not burned on the exterior. When we opened up the cabinet, the meter was decimated. It exploded inside the cabinet. So what we know is these are smart meters in part for smart fires. And these fires are serial killing weapons systems, and this is what it is. And it's important to understand that they're creating unnatural fire events now under the framing of being a forest fire, when the trees show resistance to burning. And we observe that scorched trees do not match the total destruction of the structures. It does not match. And they're selling it as a forest fire, all part of the game of illusion. Because, again, over and over again, we observed the trees were not the main event. It was the structures. And that's why we noticed that, and people have noticed, of course, that the canopies at the top of the trees are not burned, because it was a structure-to-structure burn. The buildings were burned more than the trees.
Well, if you send a surge across the power grid, you can actually cause fires. Saskatchewan, the province, actually a year and a half ago, lodged smart grid, because this model smart grid creates harmonic frequencies that actually burn wires inside buildings and can start building or office fires, as well as residential and power line fires. And if you have these jittering sparks also near chaparral or tinder, you're going to have a freaking fire. I mean, they have to understand smart grid creates fires.
Absolutely.
And then if they don't move the power lines away from the chaparral and these tinder and they don't clean out the forests, what the hell do they expect?
Well,
you know?
Dr. Bill, we do have another website now. Again, for everyone that's listening, our sites are stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org, and also smartmetersmurder.com. We have had that site for many years, and Smart Meters Murder. So smartmetersmurder.com.
Why don't we change the name? I don't like Smart Meter. I like to change them called Dumb Meters. How's that?
Well, because I want to say to everybody that's listening right now some of the summary evidence on smart meter fires. And I actually participated in a number of events at the California Public Utility Commission when Pacific Gas and Electric employees were whistleblowers. And there was a number of exposures about how... testifying that the Utility Commission and the warnings that smart meters cause fires and PG&E was covering it up. It's a YouTube that you can watch, and it's entitled PG&E Knows Smart Meters Catch Fire. And it is a testimony by a PG&E worker that worked for PG&E for 9.5 years. There have been many testimonies. Go to smartmetersmurder.com. You can find the summary of evidence on smart meter fires. Smart meters are intended to catch fire. You don't deploy, under military terms, smart meters and arrest people if they do not want a smart meter. And then the utilities in the Midwest of the United States during the deployment literally cut power off to people that were freezing in their homes because they would not agree to a smart meter. This is obviously an agenda of death and destruction, and the intention for intel in our homes, for amped up frequencies for death, and for fires, which we're seeing occur now again.
Well, it's ecocide. They're trying to kill the environment. If they have their way, they'll do several things. First off, they'll destroy the oxygen concentration, so it'll drop. So outside of hyperbaric buildings, you will not be able to survive. You literally, like you see the sci-fi movies with dome cities.
Yeah.
Secondly, the much of the forest and the greenery will disappear, so the carbon oxygen cycle will be permanently harmed, which will also weaken the ozone layer. So outside in the so-called outside of these compact cities, it'll be dangerous because the amount of background radiation, ultraviolet light, etc., will be lethal to animals, humans, and plants. They're literally trying to do ecocide.
The fact is, though, too, Dr. Bill, is there are very few people that are going to be invited into these cities. Most everyone is going to be excluded, and they will die.
Most of them will be invited to Hades.
Well, that's exactly right. But I wanted to also, because you brought up cities, I wanted to bring up another level of cities. We've talked before about C40 cities, that's Cat 40 cities, and the participants in the takedown of our cities and literally the redirecting of where we live. Well, there's another layer also, and it's called 2030 Districts Network, 2030 Districts Network. Let me just tell you a little bit about that, and then I want to talk about something diabolical that was revealed as well. The 2030 districts, they say, are unique private-public partnerships that bring property owners, managers together with local governments, businesses, and community stakeholders to provide a business model for urban, that city, sustainability through collaborative leverage to financing and shared resources worldwide. Now, I discovered when I was looking at this 2030 district that they talk about the goals, and of course that is a reduction of all resources. They're talking about an immediate 70% reduction of targets for carbon neutral by 2030. And again, as you were saying, Dr. Bill, and as we've discussed previously on shows, this is the reduction of oxygen. In this, they also list a number of districts already that are compliant, and some of the districts include Albuquerque, Ann Arbor. They talk about the committed square footage that these various cities, Austin, Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, Grand Rapids, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh. There are many. There are a number of cities, but there aren't that many cities that are being designed for the future of life for the people. Seattle, San Francisco.
Well, for most people, they have a plan for no future for them.
Well, they do, and what we've also
let's call them the no future cities. How's that?
Well, that's true. Now, what we blasted out on StopTheCrime.net, because I just read San Francisco as being one of the 2030 district network cities, is the fact that they are planning an earthquake. And what do I mean by that? It's an earthquake alert, and you can go to StopTheCrime.net to our email blast out to take a look at that. We'll discuss that a little bit more when we get on back from the break, but we have some other breaking news as well.
Wow. Scary stuff, isn't it?
It most certainly is.
It's not future shock, it's now shock, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You've got a number of topics to talk about, fire, et cetera. Let's proceed.
Yes, thank you. I want to talk about some information that was given by some super soldiers, and this is extremely important because the CIA augmented super soldiers, and there are some disclosures.
You know, I was their doctor. I took care of some of the augmented super soldiers. You know that, right?
I do. I've heard you talk about that. And I wanted to say this because this is some breaking information from a couple of super soldiers, and they disclosed the breakdowns and how the Illuminati Satanists have organized their agenda, like a game of football, designed to orchestrate a well-planned blueprint that follows the book of Revelations in game for the human race. Man's free will is the one thing, they say, that stands in the way of the dark cabal accomplishing soul harvesting and humanity's demise.
Right.
And several super soldiers were attempting and wanted to blow up CERN. And this is important to understand because they were told by the overlords that there would be massive fires and flooding globally. And what we're seeing is that. I'm looking, for example...
You're talking about CERN. You mean talking about the project in Europe with the Hadron Collider.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what they're doing with the Hadron Collider. I'll let you continue, but if you want more, I'll tell you. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, I let me just continue with what the super soldier was telling us. Because he was told there would be massive fires and floods, and they wanted to blow up CERN. Now, I am looking at some newspapers right now. Specifically, I'm looking at some articles out of the New York Times. And it says, greenhouse gases raise wildfire risk nationwide. And I want to say, this was November 28th of 2018, and this is about the world on fire, not just Northern California. Listen to this in this links up with the climate action and resilient plans that I have been continuing to talk about. And here's what this article says. Climate change, which of course everyone by now, I hope you know, that these are weather weapons being used. This is not climate change. It is climate control. So the use of drought, warmer weather is getting worse, and fires contribute to carbon emissions. Listen to this. A warmer world makes for a more combustible world. That is the conclusion in the most comprehensive assessment of the effects of climate change on the United States and elsewhere, and released by the current CEO of USA Inc. just weeks before the deadliest and most destructive wildfires in California's history. So what are we just hearing? That warmer world makes a more combustible world. And in the climate action plans, Dr. Bill, I have read repeatedly through all of them that everywhere will experience heat events. Everywhere. That is a commonality amongst all of the climate action plans. Many plans have other aspects such as wildfires, flooding, reduced water, the idea that they're too rural and they're using too much gas to get into the rural areas, which is what we discovered in the Butte County climate action plan, where the town of Paradise and other towns were just recently burned down. Their climate action plan talks about their agreement to reduce their greenhouse gas and CO2 emissions to eliminate fires. Well, they've now been burned up. And what's important to understand in their plan and in many other plans, they say even if you meet the goals within these plans and these goals, you will not stop climate change. So just as now they are saying we are having forest fires, that's an illusion. It's not forest fires. It's directed energy weapons. It's fires. It's smart fires for smart cities and smart rail. It's unnatural. They're using natural words to capture us in directed energy weapons being used to decimate us. This is a global holocaust that we're talking about here. And we're talking about what we saw. Cars totally destroyed and scorched trees, again, that did not match the totality of destruction of the structures. Didn't match. So we have to look beyond the words that are being used to describe these events that are being directed through weapons systems and through climate change. This is a takedown. Now, I was recently also looking at a diabolical framework about regulating potable water and reuse, and this is diabolical. Everyone needs to understand how water is being used for mass genocide. And they're using words that most people don't understand. Most people don't realize what does regulating direct potable reuse mean. It means using poop and urine and other added pharmaceuticals in treatment plants, wastewater treatment plants. They call it tertiary plants. People don't understand what the word tertiary means, but people need to understand that this is part of a water genocide, a soft kill. And what they're saying, Dr. Bill, in the new plans for really literally hundreds of wastewater treatment plants to be built because they claim we're running out of water, so we now have to drink our urine and feces and all the pollutants from pharmaceuticals. What they're saying is they're going to inject this poop and urine water and pharmaceutical water in our upriver streams that will go into our reservoirs and become a blend. And this is what is slated to occur by the year 2020. And I found these plans, and they talk about how they will analyze risks due to natural or man-made perils and the mitigation of these risks. And they say that they will look at the effects of these toxins on the population. And they say that they're going to be relying heavily on online monitoring control systems that are electronic and computer-based. And they say the reliability and resilience of treatment monitoring and control systems can be hacked, and there are cyber threats. This is what they're going to say when there are fecal releases into our public municipal...
They'll say they've already been preparing it for hacks that release massive
That's the plan. Yeah. That is the plan. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And they talk about how they will be able to decouple the systems, but that's not true. They talk about how they will determine the effects of the levels of bacteria that's... And I see we're coming in on a break.
So a little dark humor here. It's fecicide. How's that?
That's exactly right. It is.
Death by feces.
This is a soft kill program. Everyone needs.
Well, it depends on how soft the feces is. If it's hard feces or soft feces, it's still fecicide. Oh my gosh.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We have lots of things to talk about. One of them is a toxic chemical that is part of Prop 65 called acrylamide. That California's got Prop 65 out that says it's in baked goods and coffee, and they have to put a cancer warning on it. Go ahead and talk.
I want to say what else acrylamide is used in as well. And it's used in treatment of drinking water and wastewater, including treatment of sewage. And it's, as you said, it's also found in consumer products such as caulking, food packaging, and many adhesives. Now,
right.
I just read in treatment of drinking water and wastewater, including sewage. So we were talking prior to the break about the increasing billions of dollars that are going to be put into creating more wastewater and sewer water treatment plants throughout this country and worldwide. To poison and kill us because we're being told we're running out of water, so now we have to drink a toxic mix of human waste. And
yeah, and they're going to set, by the way, a safe harbor level for cancer risk of 0.2 micrograms per day. So it's estimated a dose that would risk cancer development in 1 in 100,000 people based on laboratory rat data. You know, in other words, they're treating us like rats.
Well, I mean, that's absolutely
people, I mean, this could be humorous if I was a stand-up comedian. The problem is there's a body count.
Right, right. Well, I can't underscore enough the types of attacks that we're experiencing. And, again, going up and looking at what occurred in Paradise, in Butte County, and some of those other communities there that were decimated. And then, of course, leaving from the area I live that was assaulted just a year ago, it's very traumatic to go from one criminal crime scene to another that's being covered up by the criminals. And I can only say that what we saw in Paradise is what many of you now are seeing on YouTube about the attacks and how this occurred. We know that there were boots on the ground orchestrating a lot of the likely use of directed energy weapons, blowing up the cars on the road, etc., and the use of drones. Because, again, in Operation Crimson Mist that was done in the mid-90s in Central Africa, which then culminated in the Rwanda genocide, there were CIA operatives on the ground that were inciting anger in the villagers, and they killed over 1 million people. Well, we know that they're boots on the ground. In fact, Dr. Bill, we've talked before about the fact that we heard during a meeting after the Carr fire, which is the Redding fire here in Northern California, we heard a sheriff talk about the inability to access the aerial attack on the fires because there were too many drones in the air.
My military expert that I've been in contact with, a good friend of mine who was up there during the fires last year and this year, said the same thing. There were so many drones in the air, they couldn't even put in helicopters to drop fire retardant.
Yes, and what I asked during the meeting, and that will be up on our website also, I asked the sheriff, why didn't you just take those drones out because they were in the way? And he said they had to first find out what agency they were with.
No, they don't. They have to take them out. It's ridiculous. If I was a rancher and I was there in my backyard, I'd blow them up with a shotgun. Usually a shotgun will take them up nicely.
Well, I also want to talk about several other things because, of course, the energy systems are being turned up. Many people are now becoming more aware of itchiness and just the feeling of less oxygen and the feeling of increased and turned up frequencies. But I want to say this. There was a test of the 5G system around November the 11th in The Hague in the Netherlands.
Right.
And birds were falling out of the sky, just like birds were falling out of the sky.
Do you know the reason why that is?
They turned up the 5G.
No, I'll tell you why it does technically. The thing that allows a bird to navigate is magnetite in their central part of their brain.
Yes.
And that's why they can see the torsion fields of the geomagnetosphere. There's actually a geomagnetic structure to the Earth, so they navigate based on the position of the sun and the geomagnetic flux fields of the Earth they can actually see with their bird brain. And when you put 5G, they can't see it anymore. It makes them blind. So they fall out of the sky.
Well, there's many events of dozens and dozens of birds that fall out of the sky, and they always say in a mysterious event. And such an event occurred in September of 2018, the Canadian Wildlife Service is saying they're investigating the event of birds, dozens of birds, literally falling from the sky. And again, in The Hague, in Amsterdam, there are over 300 starlings that fell out of the sky as well as out of the trees in a park. And it's an enormous cover-up. What they did say is that there was a mast, a 5G mast, that was turned on in the vicinity of this park in The Hague that was done to test in connection with the Dutch railway station to see how large the range was and whether or not it would harm other equipment and what would occur around the station.
Harm other equipment.
And immediately after they amplified this, the birds started to drop dead from the trees, and even the nearby ducks they were observing were swimming around and were reacting oddly as well, and they were simultaneously putting their heads underwater to escape the radiation while others were flying away and landing on the street and nearby the canals. So, as you were saying,
Remember that movie, The Birds, with that B movie expert back in the 60s? What was his name? He had a really strange
Alfred
name.
Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah,
he had the movie called The Birds.
Just 20 minutes from where I am, where that was filmed.
Right. Well, the fact is that in a sense, is caused by 5G. Go ahead.
Well, I also want to talk about other aspects of the assaults that we're under, and we are under multiple assaults. I certainly want to bring out the super soldier aspect that we face, because this is enormous, literally bringing in sleeper cells and lots of underground. There's also
several ways they upgrade these soldiers, by the way. The one guy that I took care of specifically, They gave him a super soldier injection he put on at, in his late 20s. 6.5 inches in height, 100 pounds of body mass and muscle mass. His buddies had got to start getting cancer, depression, suicidal thoughts, nightmares, peripheral neuropathy, and eventually a lot of his buddies killed themselves. So
that's what's happening with the super soldiers.
Yeah, killing themselves.
Well,
they're also very prone to PTSD after they get this. Yeah, yeah. That's only one type. What they recruited me at UCLA back 40 years ago was to take female fetuses, insert from actin and myosin genes from jackals, using the Cas9 protocol, and they wanted to insert other genes from other different phyla species and generators to create female super soldiers covered by nanotech body armor, and then put a magnetronic non-liquid nitrogen helmet to make them a cyborg warrior swarm, being able to fire off ordnances by thought, fly helicopters. In fact, they could even have flight suits on them so they could actually fly and fire off jets, and we're basically bulletproof, but also could act as a swarm coming in as a battlefield swarm with other vehicles and drones and so on, directly controlled by thought.
Well, what you're saying is probably not the normal conversation. And
it's classified. No, listen, on this network, and this, let me explain something. On this network, when I first started here 13 and a half years ago, other people were more than willing to interview Deagle. Nobody on this network will interview me anymore. And the reason is, they're terrified that I'm going to go to places they can't follow, or number two, they can't counter because they haven't had the personal experience, or they don't want to hear the narrative because they want to control the narrative. And the fact is that the 9/11 was an inside job done by our Special Activities Division, contracted the Mossad Nuclear Division to blow up the buildings. We have super soldier programs that just came out this last week about the mind control, what's called the programs we had at, say, universities like this one, Blasey Ford, that attacked Kavanaugh. These people are part of the MKUltra program that's tied to Disney Corporation, the U.S. government, the CIA, etc. People don't know the crazy crap that's going on. They don't.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. So, Deborah, want to foray into a different area? Go ahead.
Well, I do. I'd like us to have a discussion, Dr. Bill, about the reality first, and then I'd like to talk about the different types of targeting, because many people that are listening think some of these things that we're talking about are outrageous, and they're not recognizing how the targeting is occurring right now for everyone. No one is void of being targeted under this global system.
Well, in one way or another, they're either in a called the central part of targeting or the peripheral, but the entire race, not just of humans, but beings across the cosmos, are targeted by the dark powers of Luciferic control. Now, you have to understand, what is reality? Now, there's three spheres of what we call the three spheres of being. The primary sphere is called eternity, where there is no past or future, where God is omnipotent and omnipresent. The second sphere is the area of consciousness. And the prince of the power of the air is Lucifer, the most intelligent created being in the history of the universe. And what he tries to convince all of the beings in this universe, including the fallen ones, is that this universe of entropy is actually the only universe. There's no such thing as a spiritual universe or an internal one where God resides and created everything. So you have to think of reality in the sense of the dream. They did a study at Princeton, and they did other studies where they had people pray to have reduced times for recovery after surgery, and they actually broke the code and found out that half the people they were praying for that had improved recovery were not just in the present, they were in the past. So when God wipes away every tear, he doesn't just change the future, he changes the past as well. Because you have to understand, reality that we think is reality is actually a dream. To dream in the mind of God, and he's given us some personal level of autonomy so we can decide to be with him for eternity or not. So in other words, to create this kind of world where you can decide to become an eternally married to God and become an eternal being, or you can decide to withdraw from God and become annihilated. So there's no such thing as hell. Hell doesn't exist. It's a lie. So is the ninth ring of Hades and all this foolishness. Heaven is just simply be joining with God and becoming an eternal one, even while you're here on earth. You don't go to heaven unless you have a heavenly relationship now, and that means you become indwelt by the Spirit and the intentions of God and his love toward fellow beings, the ecosphere, and everyone else. So in the future, our destiny is to become the bride of God, which means we don't need war, we don't need pestilence, we don't need police or money. All these things pass away, so the future is a world where life extension and the human race spreads across the galaxy, evangelizing other types of human and non-human beings to bring them to the knowledge of the Creator God. That's our destiny.
Dr. Bill, what would you say that people that are listening right now need to be considering on a day-to-day basis?
Targeting is every level. For example, targeting is not just your physical health, it's your relational health, it's your financial health, it's your spiritual dream world. And the targeting basically is part of a Luciferic ceremony to draw the ectoplasm of your spiritual sacrifice to feed to those that are in the higher levels of the incubi and succubi, the sexual warrior demons that live on this ectoplasm.
Incubine and succubine, will you break that down, please?
The incubi and succubi are sexual warrior demons, the highest level of the demonic entities under Lucifer. And what they do, you have to understand, that's why you see many of the ceremonies with children where they curse them to be indwelt, like cursing Hillary Clinton by her parents, who were Rodhams, is they literally cursed her so she'd be indwelt in an avatar by a transdimensional entity. And you have to understand that every ancient culture, every single one, goes back to the idea of the Druids. And remember, our world has been controlled primarily by a group of people that are beings that came from the star system Orion. That's why you see the position of the three towers in New York City of the World Trade Center and the now one Liberty Tower are in the same position of the star signs. And every ancient religion on Earth, going back tens of thousands of years, was Druidic. The council that runs Earth is the Council of 13 with the Pindar. And it doesn't matter what religion, including transhumanism with Ray Kurzweil, Catholicism, Protestantism, Islam, whatever. They're all controlled at the highest levels by Druidic masons.
Now, explain and define the Pindar.
The Pindar means the penis of the dragon. He sits in the chairmanship board that controls everything from finance to military to the control of media. Everything is controlled, and they don't care what brand. You can be a leftist or a rightist or a conservative or a liberal, but they have thousands of different brands, including sub-religions, say, even in the Christian church in America, or Buddhism, or even transhumanism, or even atheism. They're all just different brands in the Walmart of Lucifer of what belief system and the worldview, so they can be controlled. It's all a way of controlling it. That's why when we have interview people like Dr. Bob Thiel, the Continuing Church of God doesn't vote, because they know that the left and the right are always being inducted to a control system to control their mind and their worldview. And the same with religion. And the religions teach lies and apostasy. For example, Trinitarianism is totally Luciferic and Druidic. There's no such thing as three gods. There's one. The God the Father indwelt and incarnated in human flesh, and he was Jesus, Yeshua. It's not a lesser God. And there's no such thing as the Holy Spirit as a separate God from the Father and the Son. It's all a lie. And that's why the masseuse is one of the primary reasons why Jews don't accept Yeshua, because the Christian churches present a Trinitarian Druidic version that's completely Masonic, and a religious Jew that believes in the Old Testament that didn't believe the 1300 years in Babylon with the Sepharad Zira and the Talmud of Babylon, which is completely evil, and if you read it, it's disgusting. You realize that the reason why many of the Jews are now atheistics or agnostics or involved with leftists or controllers, they're very intelligent, but they're controlled by the Luciferic form of atheism and Druidism that they're involved with. So the targeting, some people are highly targeted. They're getting nightmares, they're getting physical attacks in their body, they feel like they get direct interview.
They're being sexually raped.
They're sexually Yeah, sexually targeted, whatever they can, and it may be picked up by what we call UFOs. I call them unidentified fiendish objects rather than flying objects. You like that?
Yes.
And so people have to understand that these fiendish objects are not just, you know, external beings that can kind of grab you in the night like these things, or transdimensional entities that can enter your dreams. They're also individuals. When you look at people like George Bush Sr. or many others, when they take these druidic oaths, they're enveloped by transdimensional entities. They're not normal. And my ministry is called Clay and Iron Ministry because clay is human flesh and iron are these transdimensional entities that rule our ruling class in every country and every religion on earth. And people are caught in the dialectic of it. So when you see targeting, it's just an epiphenomenon of a rate of targeting. Some people are highly targeted, and not just in their spirit life or their physical body, but they're targeted in their financial or religious or whatever. So targeting can involve everything, including getting cancer or having your finances go or having your son commit suicide. Targeting is involving every aspect of your being. It's not just one aspect.
And that's an important point to make, because people that are listening will hear us talk about directed energy weapons, the use of super soldiers.
Well, they're using what's called radionic weapons that Satan gives these beings. So, for example, if you actually study modern so-called Judaism, let me give an example. Jared Kushner is a Kabbalistic warlock. You know that, right?
So explain to people what that means exactly.
Well, in 1300 years in Babylon, the Jews became apostate and absorbed the Babylon, the Babylonian Talmud, and the Sefer Zaira. If you actually read it in English rather than Hebrew, it's so disgusting and weird. If you're a rational, common sense Jew, you're not going to do it. You're going to become an atheist or an agnostic. Now, a lot of them have converted to Christianity because it shows the kinder side of the incarnate God. Which, by the way, there's 275-plus prophecies of Yeshua throughout the Bible, including the star signs and the ancient star signs, called the book called The Sting of the Scorpion that Jonathan Gray talks about every second Wednesday. It's in this. If you go to beforeus.com, you can pull up the ebook of Sting of the Scorpion. And the coming incarnation of God in the flesh, who dwelt among us, was prophesied.
Can you read the name? Say the name of that book again.
The Sting of the Scorpion. And that star sign book is all in Jonathan Gray, who's an ancient archaeologist in New Zealand. He's on every second Wednesday, and we're hoping he'll soon also have his own show on my stream network. But he has an amazing site with videos and books.
What would you say to everyone that's listening right now on how they should live each day, given the reality that we're in?
Well, the first thing that people need to do is pray. They need to pray not personally, but in groups, and pray around the clock. And number two, they need to have prayer amplification. There's ways of doing that, and I can provide that. Not only physical prayer amplification, but radionic amplification. And people have to understand, when you pray, your soul speaks in what's called reverse speech across the transdimensional entity to the realm of consciousness. And I understand the technology in an intimate way that very few people, including even the reverse speech experts, understand.
Dr. Bill, I know we're coming up on the end of this show. I really appreciate being on and being able to share what's happening here in Northern California in the fires and your wisdom with how people need to.
I have more knowledge and wisdom in this area and many others than any other living human being that's ever drawn breath or had a pulse.
Dr. Bill,
I'm not being arrogant. I'm humble about that, because God gave me this knowledge to tell people the truth. We're in a war that's been going on for tens of thousands of years for the eternal souls of not just individuals, but the human race and our destiny.
Thank you so much.
That's why we are caught in the jaws of Lucifer, and he's about to go, whoop, whoop, and we're about to be swallowed if we don't wake up.
And that's true. Thank you.
Yep.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.